Don't worry about that game. What about this game on the weekend for the Mighty Melbourne Victory? Of course, after the sacking of Grant Brebner, someone had to step into the job to take the Melbourne Victory forward. That man is Steve Keen, who joins us on The Breakfast Club. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
We are going very well, mate. How are you doing? Because your world has changed dramatically in the last couple of days.
Yeah, it has. We've got a big job in my hands, and you know it's one that you know we relish to try and turn the fortunes of the club. You know we're feeling for the fans and the members, but we're determined. You know we spoke with the players yesterday, and really you know told them exactly where we are and what we have to do, and that they're playing for their futures at the club.
It's been a, there's no sugarcoating, it's been a horrible season for the Victories. Bottom of the ladder, everyone's playing for their careers, as you rightly say now. Grant's lost his job, and you've been given the opportunity. Was it when you were addressed by the chairman, or whoever it was that offered you the position, was there any hesitation considering what the year's been like and the opportunity that might present, or did you think, no, this is my role, I need to step up and help the club go forward?
Exactly that. It's about helping the club, you know, and if I can help, you know, with the experience I've had over the years, my coaching experience and where I've coached, I think we can squeeze more out the playing group because we've got some players coming back this week. We've had a horrific, you know, run of injuries, but some of them are coming back now, and we really just want to get as many points as we can in these 10 games, and you know, we really feel for the fans. Because you know we can feel the hurt that's coming across from the grandstand out onto the pitch, and I can honestly say that the players are hurting as well. I think that's been put at their door that maybe they don't care, they're not hurting. I know dressing rooms, I know players, and they're hurting. And the only way to put it right is by rolling my sleeves up, playing for the club, playing for the badge. And making sure we have a respectable amount of points. What that point tally will be it remains to be seen, but we want to catch immediately the team above us and go from there.
Steve, it's obviously a really difficult and awkward situation where you take over, where you've been assistant coach, you've worked closely with Grant, and
yeah.
You know, I can't imagine what that would be like. So take us into that. What is it like?
Never nice because you know as somebody you know Brebs is 100% a Victory man. You know he's been here a long time. He's fabric of the club, and I can tell you it was really really hurting. You know every time we didn't get a result, and then obviously he's left the club, which was you know really emotional for him, emotional for everybody. You know, but we now you know I've seen it before. It's happened to me before. When you leave clubs, it's terrible. But when you're employed by the club and you're employed because of you know what you've done in the past, you need to bring all those experiences to the front and put it out onto the park and make sure that we can get results. That's all it's about, getting results and making sure that we're really respectful for the history of the club.
So most of our listeners would know of Blackburn Rovers, and you were the manager of Blackburn, and that's sort of the headline act from your perspective. Now coming into the Victory as the caretaker coach, what are you going to do? Are you going to play differently, dramatically differently? Are you just going to try and bring some confidence and fun back into the group? What are some of the key fundamentals you're going to try and get out of this group before the end of the season?
Well, the fundamental thing, guys, to be totally honest with you, is that you know I'm not going to be here at the end of the season. You know, there's going to be a new coach that's announced probably within the next 2 weeks. So, you know, whoever's coming in will be looking at the playing group and deciding who's going to stay. So I was very honest with the players and said, listen, you're playing for your future, not only here. If you don't perform, you certainly won't be here, but where will you be? You know, they have to perform and they have to take that responsibility and meet it head on and represent themselves and, more importantly, represent the club. So there's no grey areas with the players. You know, there's no, I wonder what's going to be happening. They've got to, you know, really make sure that they perform for themselves and actually look at the table. I think sometimes we don't look at the table, you know, when we don't want to look at it, because you look at it when you're at the top. But if you're not at the top, you don't look at it. I think we all have to look at it and look at it hard and say, do we want to be in that position? And you know, we can't really shy away from the responsibilities that we have.
So these moves made by boards and clubs are obviously very significant, and they can leave a lasting impression, but they can also be a circuit breaker, Steve, and you can get a new energy from a group on the back of it. Would you expect to get a level of response on the back of what's happened to Grant, and more so from a personal pride perspective, but also from what the it's done to the club?
Well, I think when you've had a run of results that the way we have, and then when it's spelled out to the playing group, it's the playing group. It's our job to set them up. We can set them up. We can tactically tell them how the opposition is going to play. We can tell them their strengths. We can tell them their weaknesses, and we set out a game plan. Then it's over to the players to deliver. You know, and that's then if there's any substitutions, tactical things, or if there's any physical demands that too much and we feel as though we need to change, that's up to us, the coaching staff, to change that. But the players have to, you know, take that responsibility and really make sure there's a spark, there's a determination, and there's really a pride not to lose any game. And that's really what will be put at the players in no uncertain terms.
So is it business as usual this week, or do you try and inject a little bit of fun? Do you have a shocking outfit day or something just to try and change the dynamic a little bit, or do you just go back to the regular routine?
No, it's not. It's making sure that training's is bright, is bubbly, that there's an enthusiasm, and the training sessions are lively. But more importantly, it's working on. It's not fun days. Because we're at work and we have to accept that every single day we're working towards Friday evening's game. So we want people to enjoy coming into training, and we'll put on sessions that are good. But more importantly, we'll get them prepared that, you know, come that first whistle, you know, we're right out the box and we're going for those points.
Well, it's going to be a fascinating story that has bubbled along, and now will continue to do so. And it kicks off again this week, Friday night. You mentioned that, Steve. You got the West Sydney Wanderers on Friday night at Marvel Stadium. A chance for the members to get out there and rally behind the new look of what the Melbourne Victory could be. So we wish you the best of luck. Tickets available at Ticketmaster for all the Victory supporters. Get along and support your boys. Go get them, Steve. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
Steve Keane with us, the interim coach for the mighty Melbourne Victory.